This morning, chapter number 10. If you'd stand with us, we'll honor the reading of the Word of God found in Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verse number 46. So good to see you at church this morning. Got a quick announcement. Mark 10, verse number 46, the Bible said, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, he sat by the highway side a-begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace. Like this, he cried the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. So they called the blind man, saying to him, 'Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus." Boy, that's a good place to get to, ain't it? "And Jesus answered and said to him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' And the blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' Jesus said to him, 'Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." Thank you for standing this morning. I'd like to preach out of verse number 52 today, as the Lord would help me. The Bible said, "And Jesus said to him, 'Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." I want to preach on this simple Bible thought: I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it a-coming. I want to say, first of all, you'll notice in verse 46, I didn't see the law of sin coming. I was minding my own business, the way a lot of you are, but I want you to notice what the Bible said. He said he sat by the highway side of begging. I didn't see the law of sin. See, he got kicked to the curb. That's just where sin will take you. Kick you to the curb. Oh, right now, honey, you may be doing pretty good. You may be sailing right down the middle of the highway, but you keep a fooling with sin, and it's going to put you to the curb. Every time. I didn't see it coming. I didn't see the law of sin coming. I thought it'd be okay just to dabble with sin and be all right. I remember the first time I ever smoked a cigarette. I wish I'd have gagged and barked my head off. I was up in a feed loft, and the hay barn was this side. They taught us never smoke in a hay loft, so we went up into the feed loft. Up there, and it had pellets, and it would, on a dairy farm, it's where it'd fall from the ceiling and feed the cows. And I remember the guy up there, and I don't remember what they was. I just remember when they put fire under it, it done something to me. And you know, I went to dabbling with that wrong crowd and the wrong things. And before long, that I was doing to be associated with in the wrong crowd become a lifestyle. My daddy smoked one cigarette one time, and you know what killed my daddy? Was emphysema. He got to playing with sin, and sin played him. And so whether it be cigarettes or it be pornography or it be alcohol, honey, you just keep dabbling with sin. You keep playing with sin, and before long, sin will play you. I didn't see it coming. I didn't see a lifestyle coming if I just dabbed a little bit. You better watch that stinking internet. You better watch what your eyes are looking at. One little glimpse and it may become a lifestyle. One little drink and it may become a lifestyle. Preacher, I want to ask you something. Is it wrong to take a drink? It is for me. I want to ask you this, preacher. Is it anything wrong with social drinking? Can you build a church and really preach about sin? I don't know if you can get up a big number or not, but I can tell you this. You can have the Holy Ghost hang around if you'll get to busting sin, kicking and killing sin every chance you get. Honey, we live in a world that's conceived in sin, convinced of sin, and the lifestyles become sin. You say, is it wrong for me to social drink? Let me ask you this, young people. You get in the car, you go get you an 8-pack, 6-pack, 12-pack. You say, well, I'm going to get me a social drink. Before long, it gets out of hand. Before long, you become drunk. Before long, you become a drunkard. Honey, let me tell you, the best policy is don't. Young people, I give you some good advice from an old preacher that woke up a few mornings, didn't know how I got there. That by the grace of God ain't hell this morning. I'm telling you, honey, if you doubt it, don't do it. If you wonder if it's wrong, it's probably wrong. You young kids, you ain't got to drink and run with them to be accepted. The God of glory loves you. He loves holy living and cleanliness. He loves righteousness. He loves His people. A living what they preach. He loves it and He hates sin this morning. So I didn't come down here to get no preaching. Well, you're getting some. Amen. We got a church sign out yonder. We have preaching. This ministry's built on preaching. Oh, Lord, isn't it amazing how sin painted you a pretty picture? But I didn't see it coming, did you? The things that you done, that you got hooked on, the things that brought you heartache and distress and grief, did you see it coming? I didn't see it coming. Boy, I didn't realize what I was doing would affect my children. My wife said something, Lord God in heaven, I wish my youngest could say about their daddy. Yeah, I'd come home, but they didn't know how I'd be there when I got there. Either like a raging bull or nothing would suit me. It ain't all about me and it ain't all about you. Well, to get our heart right, how to love one another and stand for what's right in this hell-going world today. I didn't see it coming. You see, I didn't see this law of sin. You'll notice this. I was reading yesterday. It's a little tight, but I feel like I'm preaching now. I just had to kick me a pile out of the way and go to preaching. The house is full. It's got a little tight on preaching. Some of you ain't used to preaching. But we got preaching here. If you don't like preaching, you wasted your gas to this church this morning. Now, I didn't see it coming, the law of sin. Watch this, the Bible said in 46, they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Look at this Bartimaeus. You'll see the Bartimaeus of sin. That was somebody's boy. You know, when we see these poor people that's hooked in a bad lifestyle, that's somebody's youngin. Hey, some of you men looking at these young girls wrong, that's somebody's youngin. Somebody's youngin. We see the Bartimaeus of sin. He was the son of Timaeus. It was somebody's boy. Boy, if my boy was out yonder somewhere this morning and I had one, I'd want somebody to love on my young'un. When you see somebody, you might ought to quit looking what they look like, what they're doing. You may ought to think, that's somebody's boy right there. That's somebody's girl right there. Somebody stuck out there with a needle in the arm. Somebody bankrupt in the ditch upside down. Somebody in the hospital. Somebody in the morgue. That's somebody's baby. That's somebody's baby. That's somebody's baby. It could be your baby today. Could be your baby. Thomas. Lord God, how many people passed this old boy by? It was somebody's boy. If my girls get over the road, kick to the curb, I hope somebody will come tell them about Jesus. You'll notice too, buddy, when he got kicked to the curb, he is over there by himself. They passed him by. Hey, hey, look up here. We're preaching this morning. They'll get all they can get out of you, then they're done with you. They'll use you like an old dish rag, young lady. They'll get from you what they want from you and drop you by the curb. Young men, you got a nice car and a nice job. You got friends all around you. But honey, when they get all they want out of you, you'll be kicked to the curb right by yourself. I didn't see it coming. I thought I had all kind of friends. Man, I tell you, as long as I had weed, transportation, I had them, Brother Wendell, lined up to carry them. Buddy, when I got saved, when I got saved, Brother Brent, nobody wanted to go fishing with a Baptist preacher on Saturday morning. When you get saved, when I got saved, it's just like the phone got took out of my house. Rich people will never know who their friends are. Money buy friends, but when the money's gone, friends gone. I done found that out to be so. And so we see this law of sin. I didn't see it coming. The Bartimaeus of sin. And then notice this, the blinding of sin. You know, sin robs you of seeing what's important, don't it? Sin will blind you every time. Not only the Bartimaeus of sin, somebody's boy, but the blinding of sin. I mean, it'll keep you from seeing what's so important. Used to, all I was wondering about was just running out of dope. My biggest worry was running out of what I was hooked on. Boy, I'm on these cigarettes this morning. Another big worry I was, if I went out somewhere, did I have enough Marlboros or Copenhagen to run me till I got to the store? It's awful to be in jail like that. Gonna shake that head this morning. I'm preaching to you. I've never liked nothing, Brother David, to have a hold on me like that. I mean, we could be going anywhere did I have enough to do me till I get to where someplace where I could get it again. Boy, ain't you glad Jesus can take care of all of that. You say, preacher, I ain't coming back. All you're going to do is kick on tobacco and cigarette. That's part of it. That's part of the outline this morning. It's sort of riled up. But the blindness of sin, isn't it amazing to keep you from seeing what's important? A lot of you right now, you running after this world and you forgot about them babies walking the house of God. You forgot about them responsibilities that God's given me and you to raise up them children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Do you remember this, daddies? Do you remember when Adam sinned in the garden? Adam and Eve both sinned. You remember that? And so the Bible said God came walking in the cool of the day. He didn't address Eve. He said, hey, Adam, where art thou? Now, Daddy, whether you want to believe this or not, you're responsible. And you're going to stand at Judgment Day and give an account of your family. And just like what my wife said, just like this preacher sung this morning, thank God I come up. I didn't always do what they wanted me to do, but I knew I had a mom and daddy around a bedside, around a table side that was a praying for me. Thank God for my godly heritage. You tell me it don't matter how I live. Yes, it does, sir. Ma'am, yes, it does matter how you live. The Bartimaeus of sin, the blinding of sin. But then notice the bankruptcy of sin. You'll see here, It stripped him and left him a beggar. I got to thinking about this crowd that I pastor this morning and the crowd like me. I've noticed God sends people like me to pastor. That's scary. You know something? There was a prophet in that Bible. And he said, as Ezekiel was carried out by the Spirit of the Lord, he set him down in the valley of where them people was so he could preach to them. Now, I want to say this. The bandit of sin. I wonder what this crowd would have. Or may I say that? I wonder what this crowd had just thrown away because of sin. I wonder what you would have this morning if you had got saved 20 years ago. Boy, I wish I'd have got my life straightened out early. Not have these old scars, and I could have gave the Lord. You see, you take the Partain family up singing this morning. What a blessing to have your house in order that you can help a family like that through mission. What a blessing. That you can promote them through this country presenting the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and a dying world. What opportunity. I wonder what we'd have this morning if we'd have got straightened out earlier. Boy, sin will take it from you, won't it? There's a bandit of sin, buddy. He'll rob you, and he'll strip you, and he'll leave you dry every time. Young people, I wish I could save you some hurt today, get you out of that old crowd that you're running with. You think you got to do what they do? Oh, they're going to make fun of you and talk about you a little bit because it's right here in the next step. Watch this. I didn't see it coming. Watch. I didn't see the law of sin coming, but boy, I sure didn't see the love of the Savior coming. Look in verse number 47. The Bible said he sat by the highway side begging, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, say, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. Now watch this. When he heard that it was Jesus, thank God for the preaching of the gospel. When he heard that it was Jesus, how shall they hear unless they have a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they be sent? The hearing of the gospel. Did you know the gospel is the most powerful thing that's in this world? Did you know that the power of the gospel can go places that nothing else can? Isn't it amazing the way a sinner walk in and you hear the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ being the gospel, and it totally rearranged their life? That's amazing to me, the power of that. He said he heard it was Jesus. Now, buddy, that ought to set us afire this morning to get out the good news of the gospel of the Lord. You know what's wrong with these folks that's hanging out in places they can't get out of? They ain't heard yet. I hope God will open your ear this morning and let you hear some stuff. You see, now watch this. I didn't see it coming. I didn't see the love of the saints. I believe with all my heart, Brother Felton, I'd have got saved earlier if I just knew a little bit about the love of the Savior. They told me about religion. A man told me yesterday, he said, I done tried that church thing. I said, that's what's wrong with you, sir. You done tried church. He said, my wife's had bad experience. Oh, look, we've all had bad. You had bad experience at Walmart, but you went back. We've had bad experience going to church. I've done tried that. Well, sir, why don't you try Jesus? Because he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm not here preaching. I'm not agging on religion this morning, friend. Religion sending multitudes in America to hell. But Jesus saved. Jesus saved. Jesus saves this morning. Oh, Lord, I didn't see the love of the Savior. Listen to me. I've never had nobody love me like Jesus. My whole life. Brother David, I had a daddy that was a good daddy, but I was a grown man. And I never heard my daddy say that he loved me. And my whole time as a kid, I was just yearning to be accepted for somebody to love me.
But oh my God, in 1981, I found somebody that loves me. He loves me. Oh, He loves me. Oh God, I didn't see it coming. I didn't see the love of the Savior coming. How He loved me. Now watch this. About the time he heard it was Jesus, look what that crowd said. They told him, now listen. They had something there to say. Don't let the crowd talk you out of it. This is what they said. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. You know why he couldn't hold his peace? He didn't have no peace. It's hard for you to hold something you ain't got. Don't let them talk you out of it. What's my buddies going to think? Well, let me ask you this. Let me put a new light on it. What if you get saved and win your buddies to the Lord Jesus? You sitting there in glory around the Bema seat receiving crowns in this life of what you done for Jesus. Wonder would you get the soul winner's crown? Boy, wouldn't it be amazing if God had saved somebody this morning and he reached 4 or 5? They get saved, they reach 4 or 5. And it all started from one old sinner hearing the gospel that somebody couldn't talk them out of it. Oh, hold your peace, boy. Don't get upset. You don't need that Jesus to stay where you are. I wonder, can somebody talk you out of it this morning? I guarantee you one thing. You get to be the right kind of beggar, they won't talk you out of it. Oh, my, you better watch that crowd. They're not going to ag you on for going with Christ. Don't think for one second the crowd is going to go in Christ's way. I didn't see it coming. I didn't see the love of the Savior coming. Now watch this. The Bible said, and many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Verse 47, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Verse 48, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." He cried the more a great deal. Mercy and grace. You know, he wasn't crying for justice, would he? I was reading about a photographer took some pictures, some proofs come back. Before he got them developed, he showed them to the lady. She thought right smart of herself. She said, my goodness. She was mad that the man took the pictures. So mad, she said, look at these proofs. They do me no justice. He said, ma'am, you don't need justice. You need mercy. Can I tell you this morning, honey, we don't need justice. We'd be in hell if we got what we deserved. You say, God ain't fair. You better thank Him that He ain't. You'd be in hell this morning screaming, gnashing of teeth. You better thank God He's got mercy. Oh, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Mercy. We don't need justice. We need mercy. We have protected classes everywhere. Honey, we don't need justice. We need mercy. Do you want mercy or justice? Oh, I didn't see it coming. I didn't see the love of the Savior coming. I wish I'd have noted a little bit sooner. Watch this. Jesus stood still, commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, said to him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he casting away his garment rose, and he came to Jesus. And Jesus answered, said to him, what wilt that thou I should do unto thee? And the blind man said to him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, watch this word, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.
Grace is the hand that extends salvation, but faith is the hand that receives it. Did you know that the Bible said that we are saved by grace through faith? You always remember it's God extending His hand of mercy to me and you first. You didn't find God. He found you. He died for you. You're the beggar. He's not the beggar. Grace extends mercy, but faith receives mercy. You know something? You can sit right there in this congregation all morning, and Jesus extends His hand of grace. But you will never have grace until you, by faith, reach and receive what He's done for you on an old rugged cross. I didn't see it coming. I didn't see the love of the Savior coming. He's the most wonderful friend I've ever had. You listen to me, people. I'm closing. But I want to say this. Probably in this building this morning, I've got the best friends in my life in this building. They probably come past. They probably hold probably nearly every friend I've got in this world. Do you listen? May come a time and I've got to take a stand and preach against what your young'uns are doing. May come a time and I have to take a stand and preach against what you're doing. And you won't be my friend no more. But I got a friend that'll never leave me and never forsake me. Ain't nobody never loved me like Jesus. When I do wrong and ask, He forgives me. It's nothing like this Jesus. I didn't see it coming. I didn't see the law of sin coming. I didn't see the love of the Savior coming. Lastly, this morning, I didn't see the life of salvation coming. Look what He done. The Bible said that He immediately received His sight and He followed Jesus in the way. You know, as Miss Sherry comes this morning, you know the best way I know to tell you if you're saved or not. Look, He followed Jesus in the way. Look at this simple thought over in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. If you want to know you're saved or not, I'll just give you a powerful verse this morning to let you know if you're going to heaven or not. It's all right here. Look what He says. He said, Romans 8, 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." He followed Jesus in the way. When you do wrong, does the Spirit of God grieve your heart for doing wrong? Can you just live any kind of old way and the Spirit of God not bother you? I can tell you why, because He don't live in you. He followed Jesus. I like this too. I'm going to tell you why I love the King James Bible so good. Not only is it the authoritative copy of the Word of God for our day, but it's so direct in its teaching of what it says. I want you to look in that passage and what it said over there, Mark. He didn't follow Jesus any old way. He followed Him in the way. See, there's only one way to the gate today. All roads don't lead to heaven. Jesus said He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except that. Now I want to ask you something, and I'm going to be done. This is what I want to ask you. It's probably the most important thing any man's asked you, probably all your life. Do you want to be saved? Do you want to make a change? You'll notice what Jesus asked Him. He said, "What you want me to do for you?" He didn't say, Lord, I ain't got nothing. I want you to fill my bank account full. He said, Lord, I want you to restore my sight. That's a great representation of a blind man that's lost. Do you want to be saved? You say, preacher, how do you know Jesus had saved me with all I've done? Because He died for you. How do you know He loves me? You heard the gospel, didn't you? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. He's extended His hand of mercy to you this morning, but you're going to have to reach by the hand of faith to get what He's done for you. And if you want that today, if you want that more than life itself, you can have it. Because I want you to notice what He done. He cast away His garment. And He come to Jesus. What you mean, preacher? He laid His sin down and He said, I'm tired of it. You see, repentance is still in that Bible. A turning from your sin and coming to Jesus. Are you ready to cast it away this morning? Are you ready to be saved more than life itself? Then you can be. But you'll have to move by faith. As Brother Tim's going to sing, this is what I want you to do this morning. You got a need in your life? He said, what you want me to do for you? Sinner, don't let them talk you out of it. Because they somebody in heaven loves you this morning. There's some people in this church, and I know what you're thinking. What they going to think if I come? Oh, you'll get past that. I'd rather know the God of glory saved me than anything I know. He died for you, and I've been as plain as I know how to be. He loves you. If you want Him to forgive you of what you've done, if you want Him to rearrange your life, come and call on Him this morning. As my brother sings, would you come? Would you...